Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Street Champs Radio, baby.
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Sangre, this your boy, N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
All we got is us. This is a new podcast. It's your boy, N-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this is Drinks Champ's motherfucking podcast. Make some noise! I totally forgot.
Make you drink some
Moscow. Sunny has some Moscow that is imported from
fine cognac from France.
The depths
he
of
said it's a fine cognac from France.
The depths of Haiti. Show some respect.
In Haiti, we don't drink cognac. That's just
is this Port-au-Prince is
from France? From France. Well, you know Haitians use it too, but it's really from France.
It's from Haiti.
All right, let's make some noise for Haiti. Goddamn it. So today, this is our first time we actually planned and scheduled and was expecting a guest. Guest had ran into some medical.
First time that this happened.
Yeah, first time this happened. People have been telling us forever that, you know, we should not only have our guest-based.
Right.
And we agreed, and we said we're going to give a couple of shows to them that's just us. Right now, we got Mr. Lee in the building.
Yeah,
if you don't
guests,
know who Mr. Lee
guests.
Is here.
No, name alone.
You know, if you don't know who Mr. Lee is, he's been on every Pusha T album ever and Clips, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, both of them. Dottie. You the guy who says Dottie.
Let him know, Dottie.
Let him know, Dottie. Let's make some noise for Dottie. We also got my good friend Scram Jones, who invited a friend the other day to a club, and they wound up getting shot. Let's make some noise for Scram Jones. Scram Jones invited his friend to the TI concert, and he got shot. Boom! This is a fact, right? What's his name? Let's big him up.
Foul.
Let's
big him up. Mess, man. Get better, bro.
What's his name?
Chris Mess.
Chris Mess?
Mess, my man, Mess.
Mess, Mess. Mess, he was a mess that night. God damn it. Let's make some noise for him getting shot. God damn it, man.
Soon,
God damn it, I'm sorry,
you
man.
Foul, you foul.
Yeah. And we also foul. Got Sonny D. BET.
AKA Mr. Super Slime.
AKA Mr. Flea Market. AKA my glasses might be suspect. AKA
Flea Market A thing.
AKA my Drink Champ shirt is bootlegged. AKA Snow Bunny. Never takes him as being funny.
Oh, Lord.
His name is Sonny. All right, don't worry about it. We got you. Hey, calm down.
What brand is your glasses? Bucci?
Yeah.
Those Bucci.
Are those Fussies?
Those are Nucci's.
Are those Fusassos? Five and Fossils.
Yes, yes.
Come on.
Whatever you guys say,
okay.
I agree.
Make some noise for Sonny DBET. Hey. Introducing all our whole crew tonight. We also got Boris. He is from Peru.
Speak to the people.
Sometimes his ceviche. Sometimes he smells
weird.
Like ceviche.
He smells. Literally thinking
it. Golly mom. Say what's up to the people, Boris.
What's up?
Say it in English.
Come on, Boris.
What's up?
We'll put subtitles. We'll put
what's
subtitles.
What's good? What's good?
Say what's up to your people in Peru.
What's going on, y'all?
Tell them wrestling is big in Peru.
No, it's not.
Just tell them the people
no,
that.
No.
Are you a luchador?
Are you not a luchador?
No.
So, you know, we bugging out tonight. Tonight, we got nobody. We're at the famous 8 and 9
Shout
store.
Out to 8 and 9.
Every time I'm in 8 and 9, I'm dripped in 8 and 9 from head to toe. But tonight, I got my sombrero on.
Where'd you get that?
The W Hotel. I don't know where it's from other than the W. Flauchin. That's it. You know what I mean?
What, we you just it? Stole it or you
no,
got
I was
it
drunk. I was drunk. Did I meet Kelsey Grammer before that or after this?
That's Kelsey's hat.
Before. So I felt rich. It was like $180. I don't know why. I just bought it.
It's a nice umbrella.
Yeah. I just bought it. I didn't get no history. Like, when I buy weed, I'll be like, yo, where did it come from? Who grew it? You know, is it California? Is it sativa? Is it indica? I did none of that for this hat. I just bought it. Let's just make some noise for the hat.
She was drunk.
So we're having fun right now. Yo, Daddy, so how did you hook up with Pusha T and how did that collaboration come about? You sold them weed. Let's keep it real.
No, he don't smoke, right?
Nah. They never smoked, right? Clips never smoked. Wow, that's
they
wild.
Never smoked. None of them.
Wow, well, yeah. Took to the
now
mic.
Now P, now Pusha, now Malice. None of them
smoked.
Yeah,
I know.
I don't know. We just hanging out
it's
in the studio.
Right?
Yeah, it's
okay,
your
beer.
Okay. You already good?
You good?
Okay. We was in the studio and P just came out with the idea about, yo.
Mm. And when you say P, you talking about Push the T.
No, skate.
Say skateboard P.
Yeah, skateboard
P. Let's make some noise for Mr. Lee having connection to skateboard P. I'm not the only one here. Damn, man. I don't know. My horn smells.
That don't sound right.
Let's just play some of my horns right now. Hold on. I gotta stop smoking. At some point, I gotta stop. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah. So, for I just called Pusha and just let him know, listen, I got this track, let's do it. But we gotta put Lee on it. Let him just talk that talk, you know?
Right, talk that
so
talk.
So I brought that Broadway, you know?
That
Dominican broken accent, you know?
And you came to Miami one time 20 years ago and never went back to New York.
Let's make some noise for you. I believe you did too.
Yeah, that's pretty true. Now, Scram, you got your man shot the other day. What happened?
Oh, man, you foul dude.
You invited him to the club and he got shot.
First of all.
Is that what happened?
Damn, you want me to go
It's like kind of, but let's just come on, Scram, let's read between the lines. You did invite your boy hit you, he was riding a bike.
Yeah.
He was riding a bike.
You a good listener.
He was riding a bike.
Yeah. All right, so my man, he did hit me. He was bike riding with his girl. He was bike riding with his homegirl. I don't know if it was girl or his homegirl. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to stay.
We don't know.
You know what I'm saying? But either way.
And you told him to come to the T.I. concert.
I said, if you want to get it for free, come down with sound check before 7.
Mm, you had him there early like EFN.
He slipped.
He got shot.
He slipped.
He's just back.
Now you're blaming me for that.
Okay, X-Ram. Continue.
Exactly. So he showed up before 7 during sound check.
So he'd been there since 7 o'clock to get shot. At what time? He got
sweaty.
No, I'm not laughing at that. I'm just saying. But you did invite him.
I think it's documented when it was shot, but I think it was. But yeah, I did invite him.
You did invite him.
And yeah, you know what happened after that. I mean, basically, I DJed all night, got off stage, and 10 minutes later, we heard shots.
Mm.
And
T.I. ran in your room, correct?
T.I. did run in our room. Mm. You know what I'm saying? On the side room, we closed the door, and that's when the shot came through the ceiling, hit my man in the stomach.
Shit. Mm.
Yeah.
Is he all right?
Man. Yeah, he had to get like 6 inches of his intestine out, though.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, T.I. called him yesterday. Shout out to T.I. None of this was his fault. You know what I'm saying? He tried to show love to all the New York artists.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, he was going to pull out like 4 different New York artists done the show.
Uncle Murda,
Mano,
Troy,
and Dave East.
And Dave East, okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what I was talking. I was talking to Dave East when we was in there in the side room right after I got off stage, and that's when we heard a rumble upstairs, which obviously was them first shots.
Mm.
And then T.I. ran in the room, and then Murder came in the room, and then we got the second shots hit, and that was actually the one that came through the ceiling.
Wow. And how far was you standing next to him when that happened?
I was across from him. It was a tight ass. It was a real small dressing room. You know
what I mean? So so it happened upstairs, and y'all talking, and then what was his reaction?
His reaction, he was just stuck. He was just stuck. He didn't say anything. We didn't even...
Because y'all didn't hear the shots or did y'all hear the shots?
No, we heard him. Everybody hit the deck kind of like... Okay. It was super loud. So, you know what I mean? But we thought it was out. You know what I mean? Where the fighting was going on. We thought we was all like in a bomb shelter basically. But we didn't realize it came through the ceiling and hit my man.
Crazy.
And my man didn't really say nothing. When he got hit, he didn't say nothing. So, dudes was like, oh, it's a graze. It's that he just, you know, he was stuck.
God bless him. Let's make some noise.
He good.
For his recovery. Let's make some noise. Now, Sonny BBT, you just shot yourself in the foot as well. This is correct, right? No, because I seen your big bunion when you walked in the crib. Like, yeah, yeah. Like, where does your feet come from? Is your feet Carithian leather?
I don't even know how to answer.
His feet are Darth Rocky.
Yeah, yeah. No, Sonny D, your feet is from hell. Let's just keep it real.
His feet from Game of Thrones.
You took off
your shoe one time in my crib. You was never invited back. This is a fact.
Are you a mother of dragons?
Where is this shit coming from?
I don't know. We're just freestyling over here. Ant, what's going on, Ant? Say hello to the people, man. Say hello to the people, yeah. How you doing?
Good.
I thought you was bringing your pops. Where your pops at?
He's still in the crib. We being a good man for once.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. Mike is in the building. Mike, say what's up to the people, Mike.
What's up, people? What's going on, man?
Shout out Hazardous Sounds.
What kind of weed was that you brought earlier?
No.
It's like premature grown. Let me see.
Creamies?
It's just because Jose's here. Jose makes me look bad. But Jose wasn't here.
It's a premium. It smells good.
Yeah. Jose wasn't here.
It looked good.
Big up Jose for dropping.
It just don't smoke good.
Jay's on me.
Shit out big drizzle in the hizzle.
Hey, I'm gonna take a piece. I'm gonna test you out.
Huh?
I'm gonna test you out. I gave you back your cup. Big up my man Jose too. Where you from, Jose?
I forgot.
Miami.
Big up to Jose from Miami. Mike said, what's up? Paul, what's going on? Pisnall, what's going on? That's our sports.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Paul can do that. Paul, do it again.
Hey.
Yeah, he sounds like Yogi Bear.
Yo, Eddie said that he sends his greetings.
Listen, Eddie agreed, and we are being disrespectful because a very special birthday just passed. We don't know if we're going to play this, but we're going to just document the time that we did this.
It's a time
stamp. EFN, happy motherfucking birthday, brother.
Thank you for wishing me a happy 19th. You guys are rich, man.
I see you had the Four Seasons rented out.
Come on.
Let's make some noise for him having the Four Seasons rented out.
Now I'm poor.
So, man, happy birthday, man.
Thank you, my brother.
You turned 19. I put it on 19, Twitter.
Yeah, some people believe that, too.
How is it being 19 again?
It's fun.
Because we have reinvented ourselves.
We did reinvent ourselves.
This is
ourselves.
Fact. I'm rolling a blunt and talking, too. This is a great thing. This is a great thing, man.
And Boris is looking at you like saliva come out of his mouth.
Because where's my two blunts? Yeah, because I don't know if I'm passing these. Because I'm in interview mode. So what'd you do for your birthday besides the group?
Just that, man. That's it? Four Seasons, relax, have some drinks.
Yeah, Four Seasons is very expensive.
Girls? Any girls in there?
My girl.
Let's make some noise, man. When a person say that, we got to say, Once again, we have the famous 8 and 9. You know what I'm saying? Let's big up to the people at 8 and 9. We have a great collaboration coming out.
Yep,
it probably came out by the time that we recorded this. But these guys are people. They're not only collaborating with us, but they opened their home to us. We're in their home right now collaborating, and we have a lot of drinks. Let's big up to a Southern Brand. Is it Southern Brand that distributes the rock?
I have no idea.
You don't remember? Come on, bro. You was on a great call from CBS. You don't remember? You was like, Southern Brand.
Yes, I believe
that. Southern Brand.
Or Southern Wine.
Something like that.
The distributor.
They just pick them up.
Shout out to Ciroc. Let's just say.
Shout out to Ciroc. Ciroc just
so wants to go to the distribution network and
shit. Yeah, definitely. We want to put some pressure on them, baby.
Shout out to Moet.
Shout out to Moet.
Eddie be taking baths in this tub when we
pick it
back.
Yeah, yeah. Big up Hazardous Sound. Hazardous Sound's in the building.
Big bottles over here, too.
Big Drain.
Those are expensive bottles right there, baby.
How you like them Big Drain for the photography?
Big Drain photography. He's like motherfucking Andy Warhol right now, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out Rich Blanco.
Shout out to Carlito. Carlito, speak on the mic, baby. Say what's up to the people.
Yo, what's up, cabrón?
Okay. Let's make some noise.
Tonight's Latin Lingo night.
Yeah, Latin Lingo night, man.
Pasa? Let's just do it in Spanish.
So where you from, Mr. Lee, in Harlem?
I'm from Uptown.
Uptown. Look at Harlem niggas. Dominicans started to form on me when I said that. I got it wrong. So, again, tell them where you from.
From Broadway, B. You know, the cocaine cowboys.
What is it, the Wild Cowboys?
The Wild Cowboys. The curly hairs. I'm not from that era. No.
Dominican niggas.
That predates all.
For years, I've been buying my coat for the same cat. Jerry Curl nigga, Dominican nigga that look black. Whoa! Let's get it. Make the noise. So now you're throwing parties, man. You're throwing like some of the hottest parties out here. Correct?
Yeah, I've been throwing parties since 97. That's how come everything, you know.
Shout out to Phil the Mayor, too.
Phil the Mayor, me and him.
Now, are you down with Headliner?
No, no.
Hey, you gotta stop shaking. I'm gonna keep it real. Shaking is crazy. It's coming up on the mic, and I don't even got headphones. Oh, nice guy. Continue.
No, that's family right there. We work together, but.
So, what's the name of your company? Star Rock?
Rock? Yeah,
Star Let's make some noise for Star Rock, goddammit.
Yeah,
you promote your company and another clothing company. That's how we do it, because we get down with money and everybody's cool. Sonny DBT, he is my friend. He is a great guy, and he shaves himself. It's crazy. You got to shave your back. Have you ever seen your back? Your back is fucked up.
Oh, hell no. We don't want
to. Yo, one day, yeah, show him your chest hairs. Just show him how. Just show him your AARP card. Look at that. That's an AARP card right there. Look at that.
You just ruined that shirt right now, too. You're not getting another one, man. Oh, I forgot that's a bootleg. Listen,
we all grew up.
He prints his own.
So, Scrap Jones, you just left tour with Raekwon, correct?
Not tour, but we just did a show.
Okay, what happened?
a performance, I'm assuming.
You didn't know some of Ray's words? Was that what happened?
You foul. You go at that.
I go at everybody.
You're funny.
You had an argument.
Nah, we ain't no argument.
Nah, I was just playing around.
Hell no. Yeah. Peace to Ray. Number love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we make good bread that night. We good. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But either way, I'm the DJ. I'm not the hype man. But the thing was, there was a lot of squares in the crowd. You know what I mean? Well, I shouldn't say squares. I mean,
what was the name of the record you ain't know? Because I want to know if I know it.
Nah, it wasn't no record slime.
You don't
Come
remember?
On. Nah, I know all his records in there, but what I'm saying to you is the people didn't know all the records.
It's not Shade 45. You gotta keep cute. Give that man a drink.
Give him some of your Panther juice. Give him some of your Panther juice.
Man, I'm trying to see what he's going with that. That's Cognac.
Oh, that's Cognac, nigga?
That's Cognac.
Damn it.
I'm saying, man. I'm trying to cut to the
chase. Scram, you've been on the road getting money for a long time. When was it? Because you started as a producer, correct?
Yeah.
I started as a. What did I start? I started as a DJ.
Oh, then word?
I started as a DJ in high school.
Since
I was 15.
What was your DJ name?
Scram.
Scram Jones?
It was just Scram at first. And I started making beats, and it was just, you know.
Now, is it true Scram Jones, the original Scram Jones, was like a rat, or like he's a person who killed?
I don't know anybody but me.
You know? Oh, you didn't know?
But I know it's not a glorified
original Scram Jones. But you called this the guy was a rat?
No, that's the original. That was the original.
You need the promo? I just filled it up. I just filled it up. That's why it was in front of me. I just filled it up.
So, Sonny, when are you going to Haiti, man? The people in Haiti said you sold out.
Well, I've never been.
They say you're making too much money.
That's what I'm saying. They say you're making too much money.
I've never been in my life, but I would like to go. I missed the opportunity to go with EFN. I was actually a little jealous when I saw them.
Almost get killed in City Soleil.
Hood in the world, City Soleil.
That's my favorite hood in the world.
Experience, but someday.
They were asking about you when I was there.
They was?
Yeah.
They never seen me.
They said when you bring in them some Bucci glasses.
Now, Mike, you just. Mike, you just got accepted for the weed judge, right? You're going to be a weed judge. Where's this going to take place at? You got to come and talk to the mic, brother. Yeah,
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Let's make some noise for him being a weed judge, goddammit.
We were weed judges.
You was in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Styles and Ghost.
Yeah, man. I don't know why you're acting shy right now. Take another shot, man.
Come on, man. This is more like weed champs than me, the drink champs. You know what I'm saying?
You want to smoke this? I ain't gonna put a little crack.
Scrant came on our off day.
We got a little crack in here. You want some of this?
No, I'm saying I'm good. I'm trying to drink.
Nah, I'm smoke crack. I'm just saying. But go ahead.
I'm saying.
Yeah, we were weed judges in Amsterdam. Let me tell you something.
How was that?
That's a famous story because it's the first time I ever played with Styles P. Like, Styles P has always came across as like the guy for the locks that you don't play with. And then Styles kept looking at the weed and he kept going like this. And I just kept looking at him like, yo, my nigga. In my mind, he had like the little glasses on. Like, I don't know if he did, but in my mind, he did. Yeah, that was the first time I played with Styles, and me and him been cool. We always been cool, but like from that moment on, like we've been, you know what I mean, like ace boom cool. Go ahead. Oh, I'm gonna hit that wrong.
They gave us 28 strands to try, so right. Like, it was a lot of downtime.
Right.
I don't understand how we was trying to compare them. Like, once you high, you high. Like, how you comparing the next high when you right. already high?
How did you have to smoke it though? With papers?
What we did? We did.
Bongs?
Yeah. Nah, we had we found swishers and shit like that, but we did spliffs too.
Now what's up with your co-host?
Who?
For your show.
Who?
Bro, the co-host. For Shade 45.
I don't have a co-host.
You don't have a co-host? Damn. Remember Shorty?
She was my co-host.
She was that girl?
Yes, guys. Man, awkward.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, oh, yeah. What am I doing?
It's the way he reacted.
No, it's the way he reacted. Like, he had a co-host before at one point.
You're being such a slime ball. I'm just waiting for that.
I was dead serious. I have a different co-host every week. I don't know which way to talk
about. Oh, okay. The Chinese one.
Oh, she wasn't Chinese. She was Asian. She was Thailand. She's from Thailand, man. Chill out, man.
Oh shit! You gotta change the subject when they start.
Change the subject.
Start circling around.
You're getting hot right now.
When they start circling. So Sunny D, you having a weekend this weekend in Miami?
You having a weekend in Miami?
Flying somewhere.
What are you talking about? It's snowing in Miami.
Well, I live here. It's more than a weekend. It's a lifestyle. I live here, and I have a lot of fun in Miami, and I enjoy it very much.
Yeah, pretty much. So, what's your favorite flea market, Sonny?
Well,
let's get to it.
USA.
With a hood at.
Where's that?
Shout out to the hood.
Is that Kendall?
79th Street Flea Market. Liberty City.
Let's do Haiti.
No, it's in Liberty City.
Liberty City. Not Carole Mar. Not Carole
Mar. Right by Carole Mar.
Liberty City, Little Haiti.
20 minutes.
Sonny DBT. He's his character, man. So now, Mr. Lee, man. What made you move to Miami?
I came here in 97 just for vacation for a weekend. Mm. And I just...
You said, fuck it, I'm staying.
I said, fuck this shit. No more New York for me, man.
Right.
I just had to stay. The weather, the women's...
You saw how much fun...
The weather, the women's...
This guy was having
love it.
Here.
You know?
Love it. You gotta love it.
You gotta love
Diablo,
it.
Diablo, logo.
Diablo, let's make some noise for Diablo, we. Yo, come on, man. So what's going on?
The game is on, bro. The game is on.
The game is on, man. We watching the game, just so y'all know. We don't know when we're going to put this out. But EFM, we had some crazy episodes. One of my favorite episodes. I'm going to pick an episode, and you pick an episode. I would have to say it would be Ja Rule and Jada Kiss.
That was a fun one.
The reason why is because we were supposed to go to Ja Rule's house, remember?
Yep. And to see his theater.
He kept telling us, I got a movie theater. I want to do the podcast in the movie theater. Right. I was like, I don't know how that's going to work. But all right, cool, Ja. And then what happens is Jada was
the
supposed
night before.
To go the night before. So for everybody who's asking about this Styles P
Chic
interview, we got it done. It's already done. Maybe by the time we drop this, it's probably already out, but
maybe
we don't
we'll
know.
Add this to that.
Yeah, and then we'll add this to that. But so what happens is the next day, Jada hits me and was like, yo, because he was the only one who didn't show up. So Jada hits me and was like, yo, I want to make it up to you, you know what I'm saying? So what we going to do? So I said, you all come to the city. And I told Ja Rule, I told Ja Rule 9, and I told Jada 11 or something like that, and they both just wind up at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm in the bathroom. I had to get a haircut. So I'm getting a haircut, and I'm like, damn, should we interview them separate? But they were both here. They hit it off. And we were just like,
yeah, that was the first time we did something like that where we had
two
separate artists.
Yeah, two separate artists. We put them together. We didn't know that they got along or not.
That was yeah.
That was on the spot. We was also supposed to, just for the people that know, we were supposed to do Beanie Siegel today. Beans ran into a little bit of health issues. We want to support him and let him know that hopefully we're going to get him soon before
definitely,
he leaves. And we were supposed to also, I was going to try to put Beanie Siegel with Boosie.
That would have been interesting.
So for the people that's out there, wherever you hear this, that's what we was going to try to do. But the most interesting... That was one of the most interesting episodes because...
For you.
Yeah, for me. The you know what I'm saying? I'm a big fist. Because when Jada spoke about, Suge Knight.
Nah, there's classic stories in that.
Yeah.
Classic
stories. Yeah, but that Suge Knight, when he said Suge Knight called Chic Mom's house. Like, yeah, you don't remember that? Nobody don't remember that?
Damn, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he said he was...
That's the problem about drinking on these shows. Yeah. I don't remember the shows after we do them.
Then he called Sheik Mom's house, and I was blown away. That was an interesting...
Oh, to sign them?
Yeah, to sign them.
Are you sure that's not in the interview before that at D-Block?
No. Because it's Jada. It's Jada, yeah. It's Jada. Because I don't listen to episodes that we didn't drop two times. I listen to it one time.
Right.
And I listen to that.
We both have a different process.
Yeah, it's a different process, definitely. So that was one of my, that moment and that episode was one of mine. What is one of yours?
My favorite is Gunplay and Capone. I told you that from the...
That's your favorite because we was the drunkest?
It's just, yeah, it was fun.
I was the drunkest on Currency, but...
You were definitely
I was like Dolo. Yeah. But go ahead, continue.
But Pone and Gunplay. Uh-huh. First, because Gunplay was the first time we had a Southern artist.
Mm-hmm.
So repping for my crib, for Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Pone and Gunplay, they fam. So
right.
It was just a real fun, smooth. We got tore up on that episode.
Yes,
like,
yes.
That was the first time we were genuinely just shit-faced.
And then we had a show after that.
Yeah,
CNN.
I don't remember what happened.
I don't remember what happened either. I was hoping you was going to. What happened, Sonny?
Smoked a J size of a Moet bottle.
Right. That's
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
I don't know how.
Sonny, take off the glasses because you don't see the table that you keep pushing back.
So. Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'm just saying.
Looking blind over here and shit.
You look like a black raccoon right now. With glasses on.
Thank you very much. The Gucci's appreciated.
You look like Nino Brown if he never made it.
The Gucci's appreciated.
You look like Kevin Hart if he ate Kevin Hart. You're my friend, Sonny. Come on. Let's have some fun. We had a ball that night. We had a ball. We was doing it. Carlito's interrupting. Can you grab some wine for me, Carlito? Come on, let's drink. This beer is killing me, man. Mr. Lee, so what's one of your craziest parties you ever threw? Because you be having pool parties. You know, you ain't hired me for a pool party in a long time. But let's talk about that. Let's talk about that later. But you've been throwing some crazy. What's one of your favorite parties you ever do?
Craziest one? It was Jadakiss album release party in Miami at Levels.
Mm.
It was so crazy. 11:30, the whole street just got shut down.
Mm.
Cops started spraying all over.
Mm.
I think we're the cause of that, of the whole Memorial Day weekend situation that's going on now.
Mm.
That one, and one of the best party I ever threw, it was Eve's album release party in 2001. Mm. I mean, shout out to Hitless, Phil.
Hitless from Queens, Lex.
Them. We threw the party together, Jersey Deep too, and that party was crazy. Everybody performed, the crowd was just
Rough
crazy.
Rough Riders,
Rough Riders.
That's what's up.
Locks killed it.
Right.
Everybody just had fun and they made money too.
So, Scrap Jones, what is one of your favorite, you've been producing for everybody for eons. What is one of your favorite personal productions? You better go.
One of my that's a hard one.
He's smooth today.
Yeah,
man.
Nah, I'm slow. I'm slow.
You're acting like a vegan on us, man.
It ain't smooth. It's slow.
Too much good shit.
You know, everything taking a second to process. That's a hard question, though. I probably like the broken safety joint. I did a Ray's joint.
That's
Jada Styles and Ray's.
But that's Purple Tape 2.
Yeah. I like that one.
That was one of my favorite joints too.
Probably all the Fat Joe and Remy. That was their first like Bonnie and Clyde record before Lean Back. That kind of had, you know, I like that.
But the most money you made is when you produced for Mariah. Let's keep it real.
True talk.
Let's make some noise. Scram producer for Mariah.
Thank you, my brother. I give credit
from Hood Laptop.
Hold on, we didn't hear what Scram said. What did you say, Scram?
I give credit where credit's due. I was paid, but I give credit to myself too for paying my dues.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Holding you down, I always tell that story to up and coming dudes. Like, yo, be humble, pay your dues. You know what I'm saying? Get in the right circles, and then you could, you know, you could scrape and sponge that up right there. So
basically, we trying to say he met Mariah Carey through NRE.
So basically,
and he made a lot of money.
Basically.
And you my brother, Scram.
That's the show.
Yeah, it was wonderful. You was there that night at the Hood Lab where Mariah Carey came and drank with us. This was like the
I was holding down the boards for you, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I was
just that's where we met. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. For those that don't know, Scram is a very close friend of mine. He's a producer, but every now and then we couldn't get an engineer because he doesn't like to engineer. And he definitely don't like to engineer shit he did not produce. He would tell you that in a minute, like, yo, you sure you don't want to wait for cuts? Like, look at the niggas around the block. I got two bars. Can you just press record? You know what I'm saying? But he's definitely a talented producer. And I was very happy for you that night. I never, you know, wanted anything out of that. I think you deserved that moment. I think that JD, they specifically, because she took the beat from you, and then JD called somebody, because I think Jermaine Dupri was executive producing, right. And it was like, yo, you know, so what do we got to do? And I was like, nah, hit him direct. It's okay. And I just wanted to always tell you that I was proud of you for that moment.
Thank you, my brother, for handling it
like a gentleman and always maintaining this relationship that we have. Let's make some noise for Scram being loyal. Yeah.
Free beats.
That's right. What you looking to go with Mariah Carey, man? God damn it. Wait, Pastor, hold up. We got somebody pulling in. We don't think it's any guest.
With a BMW?
But
why not?
Fuck it, we'll put them on the mic, whoever it is. Oh, that's Twin.
Can I be more blessed with that story for a second, though?
Yeah.
So, wasn't it true that she offered you 50 racks, right? But then you was like, I'd rather take the hook. Right. And then you took the hook, but put her on a Greenlander beat with pun on it.
Yeah.
But then you couldn't clear the pun shit.
So let's
hear that story.
You want to hear that story? You know, honestly, this is it's probably a bad story, but I'm going to tell it because, at times when people pass away, you know, the closest person to them take over the estate.
Right.
And a lot of times, people shouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for Tupac, when Tupac passed away, I forgot his, you know, the guy that he spits and his guy standing right behind him, that was his cousin. I would have liked him to take over the estate, not because Mama Shakur wasn't qualified for it, but because Mama Shakur wasn't around and knowing what was going on at the moment. So it's pretty much the same thing where you got Jam Master Jay and you got, you know, Biggie. And, you know, to me, I think Big's mom should have benefited from all Big's estate, but I think that actually Little C should have ran the estate.
Right.
Not even because Little C's might not be qualified or might be qualified for it, but because he was the guy that was with Big all the time.
Right.
So what happened was we reached out to Pun's estate lawyer. We never spoke to the people direct, but we reached out to Pun's estate lawyer. And I think we offered $40,000. It's like, yeah, we got $40,000, you know, boom, boom, boom. And they was like, our lawyer says, so like, I don't think we're speaking
the
to
lawyer
the,
got a
I don't
lawyer.
Think we're speaking to the big lawyer. We're speaking
it's
to
horrible.
The little lawyer.
You already know it's
like
going
our lawyer lawyer said we could get at least 80. And you know, at the time I could have went through Steve Rifkin, I could have went to Fat Joe direct, but I was trying to do the right thing and going to the actual, you know, the family's lawyer, you know what I mean? And when it didn't go through, it was crazy because I knew L.A. Reid wasn't gonna, you know, offer anymore or that, and it was real, man. So yeah, man, big up Mariah for still keeping it real, but it was an awkward situation for me. And had it been with, like, you know, Leo Combs, and, you know, not to say that, but Leo Combs visited me on a set with Big Pun. Not to say that, you know, L.A. Reid didn't understand that, but there's no Leo knew it more. Neil Levine knew it more. L.A. We was more on the business sense and was like, yo, we're paying, you know, 40, 60 grand for a person that can't come to the video, that can't help push the record. He's like, I get that's what you want to do, but, you know, our budget is 40 and we can go to 50, but they wanted 80. Like,
oh, wow.
It was for a person, God bless, that would have did my record for free. Like, me and Pun never charged each other. We got like 80 records. Like, me and Pun got two albums somewhere in somebody's hard drive. And I've never invoiced him. I didn't even know what an invoice was. And he did, but he never invoiced me. You know what I'm saying? So that's how that record derived. I didn't want to keep going around and keep going through drama. So I basically let it go. I let a record with Mariah Carey. I could have been greedy. You know what I'm saying? Which leads me to, you know, what just happened with Joe Crack. You know what I'm saying? You know, me and Hov, we spoke. And, you know, Joe Crack had this record all the way up. It was out. It was bubbling. But in order for him to do something crazy, he wanted to do a remix. And He can holler. This is Joe Crack's word. He's like, yo, man, I hit Becca's, I hit Lenny's, I hit Tata. I hit, you know, he had.
So he was reaching out before.
All these guys, right. You know, all these guys. I don't even want to keep naming because I'm Becca. Did I say Becca?
Yeah.
But Joe, he said, you know, they wouldn't plug him. So he said, yo, how did you get in contact with Jay-Z? And I remember being in front of mad people. So I was telling him, yo, Joe Crack on the phone. So like, yo, how did you get in contact with Jay-Z? I was like, you know, I was acting. I was like, Jay don't get in contact with you. I mean, I said, nobody gets in contact with Jay. He gets in contact with you. So he's like, what? And then I said, yo, you know, Crack, I know the plug. Hold on. I said, hold on. So when I held on, I got Blink on the phone. And I told Joey, I was like, yo, you know.
Was this after the call that you had gotten already?
From Jay, yeah.
Yeah, this is after.
I had the phone number, but I'm not calling Jay-Z.
I'm just keeping it 100 with
you. That phone number's useless in my phone. Like, I don't know why. Like my phone butt dials, like, you know, drunk dials and butt dials and shit like that. Like, I'll be, just, oh, just make sure it ain't reached that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So I said, I'm going to get you on the phone with Bleak. And Joe said, man, every time Bleak see me, he be on some tough guy shit. And I was like, he probably think the same shit about you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he got on the phone. They chopped it up. It was like, yo, this is for the city. So, in all actuality, like, that was the most unselfish move I ever did in my life. Let me make some noise for Nori being unselfish. I knew I had a direct line to Jay-Z, and I knew I had, like, maybe I got a favor from him. And my one favor, if I had that, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right. But if I had that, I'd rather give it to my brother, so, yeah, Joe Crack, because 100% his record was blazing. It deserved it. And I played my part in the city by helping this happen. And that's how it happened, motherfucker. God damn it.
Motherfucking Nori.
And even before that, you know, I was going to clubs, you know, and making sure the DJ play all the way up, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I threw out a record as well. I just ain't had that money behind it, so my shit didn't do as well. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not a hater. Like, you know, that's my brother. I can put the people before me. That's what they say, what you, the how you get to heaven is the amount of favors you can do for somebody who can't pay you back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Selfless.
And it's not that I'm all right, my nigga. That look like a backwood. I'm all right. But, What is that?
It's a Dutch Bear Fusion.
It's a Dutch Bear Fusion.
2 for $0.99.
Oh, that's definitely going to give me a headache. You know, that was a selfless act, you know, of me because I put somebody before me, and that's what I want to. It's not like Fat Joe can't pay me back, but I didn't do it for a payback.
Right.
I didn't do it for that. That's my brother. He's always been supportive, and you know that. And it's great for New York City.
For the culture,
you know what I'm saying? Great for the culture, man. You know, put that in the past. Also, after our podcast,
yes,
people couldn't reach DMX. Nobody could reach DMX. Like, I'm standing right in front of DMX, and I see his phone. I see his phone ring 600 times and him not move. Like, I stood right in front of DMX. His phone just rings. And he'll sit right there, just ignore it. Like this. Like, I don't even think he hears it. Like, he doesn't. Like his ignore game, his curve game is so crazy. And, that's real. Like, that's real. Years of curving. You know what I'm saying? And with him, we got to join out, and you know, 40 was a good friend of mine. You know, they were trying to reach out to X because they didn't want to violate. You know, I believe they had the clearance already through Universal, but they didn't have the artist clearance, which is a big difference. And he hollered at me, and then you know, Ali, of course, was like, "Hey, man, we just got an email or something like that from Drake's people." And you know, we good, but you know, before everything, we would like to, you know, speak. I hit 40, 40 hit me back, and you know, we made it happen. We got DMX and Drake on the phone for those two records, man. And again, Nori asks for absolutely nothing. God damn it, make some noise! Again, man. You know, I don't do real shit for something fake and replace. I just realized that, you know, I hope them brothers pray for me at night and make sure everything is Gravedale, Babydale, because we're going to keep moving and we're going to keep doing our thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
And right now, we're doing, we just seen the food show trailer. What do you think about that? What do you
think? It's pretty fucking dope.
What do you think about that? You're shining in there as well. Salud. Do I got a sticker on my cup?
Yeah, you do. Right,
Salud. Scram, you seen the food show trailer?
Yeah, man.
Come on, you got to stay in your cup, brother. You seen the food show trailer. How did you feel, Scram?
Well, Slam, back on the drink and DMX topic, You With Me happened because of Views, which is a track on Views, which is a DMX song.
That's the name of it.
Yeah, it's called You With Me. The song, it starts off.
Let's make some noise for Twin trying to shine. Got that? Yeah, that's a fact. Let's go.
No Snapchat, twin.
Yeah, nah, you can Snapchat there. No. Let me get a light. Damn, nigga stole my lighter. No, I stole it for myself. So what I just asked, yo, you seen the food show trailer?
Yeah, what I was saying was, see, you were saying that you do good things for people. You don't ask for nothing back, but then the universe blesses you.
That's right.
With a food show.
Karma, right. Man, karma.
What else? Make some noise for the food show.
You got blessed because you blessed. Shout out to the universe, blessing Lord.
Shout out to the universe, man.
You bless all of them, you get blessed back.
Exactly, man.
Now, Mr. Lee, do you eat ass? You just look like an ass.
I eat pussy. No,
sideways question.
Yeah, me too. I don't eat ass. But I ain't gonna front. Like a lot of Dominicans that I know, they are into ass eating. What is?
Be clear. You mean ass that comes with pussy? Be clear.
If you make that, be clear about it.
Twin, you in the ass
eating? I'm shorty got a fat ass. I'm hungry.
Yeah, you look like you eat ass.
He puts on apron.
I'm Dominican. You said it.
Ass eaters is it's been popular since. What's the bitch name? Janelle Eiko.
Yeah.
No, it's not Janelle Eiko. Groceries. Who's the grocery?
Oh no.
Is this an ass off? An ass eating song?
Oh, yeah, I want to eat the booty like groceries. The chick said it.
Oh, thank God I don't know that stuff.
Gene Eichel?
He's grocery shopping right now.
It's Gene Eichel?
Gene Eichel's her name.
Gene?
I don't know.
She did that.
Yeah.
No, I don't think she did.
Booty like groceries.
I highly doubt it.
Google that.
It's
a Mario song. Big up on Mario. All right, yeah, but who's the chick on there?
I don't know.
She made Ian Booty famous.
I don't know. I just know how she made me want to eat ass.
I don't think it's her.
I've been having thoughts of eating ass lately. I'm not going to lie. It's keep coming up. I never ate ass before, man. I came near the asshole.
It is?
It's Gene Eichel?
You're right.
I never ate ass.
Gene Eichel.
I didn't even know.
You have the doggy stand, you got that ass, you got the pussy and everything. So eat that ass.
Amari and Chris Brown and Gene Eichel.
So you're not a booty eater?
No, I'm not a booty. I'm a pussy eater.
Mr. Lee, okay, I'm a pussy eater too.
Ladies.
How about you, Scrap Joe?
I'm good at that.
You used to be vegan.
Do I eat pussy, you guys ask me?
Asshole.
Out the shower. Everything.
Out the shower? Let's make some noise for Scram. Out the shower, asshole.
Oh, dang.
Out the shower. I'm going to ask you, Hazza. You an ass eater? Are you an ass eater? Just put niggas on the spot. You an ass eater?
Out the shower, man.
Out the shower, man.
Out the shower is pretty close.
Now, here's the ultimate.
Eat it from the back records.
You cannot lie. Listen. The bumps on your beard already answered the question. I'm just going to ask you anyway. Speak to the mic. Sunny DBT. On Instagram, Mr. your name is Mr. Super Slime.
He's as on Instagram.
At one time, I seen you pick up a TV and try to throw it at somebody.
Our younger days, yes.
Younger days. This is younger days.
We was wild.
Are you a ass eater?
Never.
I don't believe that not one bit.
Let's just boo him. You gotta tell the truth on the drink chat.
I'm not gonna lie. Listen, man, I'm not going there. I don't know where I just that's not my thing.
I'm surprised.
I'm gonna stick with my brother. He gave the first answer. I might do.
Worried. I'm gonna stick with my brother.
Who's your brother? Mr. Lee?
Mr. Lee. He gave the honest answer. That's my answer. But, no, I'm not going to eat groceries and shit like that.
All right, Carlito, come over here.
What's up?
I'm scared.
Oh, Carlito's in.
You ain't the black girl?
Carlito's good.
Carlito, you ain't the black girl?
100%.
You love black girls. This is my Puerto Rican cousin. He couldn't speak English when I met him. And now he speaks fluent Buttonese. The $1 million question, Carlito.
What?
Now, Puerto Ricans, let's keep it real. Because on the island, I've been out there. Y'all get your eyebrows tweezed. Just keep it real. Look at it. And y'all be shaving y'all underarms. Just keep it real. Puerto Ricans on the island. Y'all shave y'all underarms and y'all shape up your eyebrows.
Have
another
Iverson
under
the wife?
Or the...
Oh,
you do it.
Okay.
You do it.
Right. In Puerto Rico now. Here's the $1 million question. Come on. You in the black girl, so don't lie.
100%.
Carlito.
Yes, sir.
Do you eat ass?
Woo!
Absolutely.
Black, white, purple, yellow, 15 year old. Oh, no,
fine. Whoa!
21, 30, 40, 50. I'm in. I'm these creatures, I'm drunk as fuck.
Chris Hansen.
Carlito just caught himself.
He just ran himself.
Have a seat.
It's okay. He just ran himself.
Okay. Wow. And look, there's men that are 30 years old and they date 13-year-old women. Oh, that is crazy.
It's still not cool.
It's cool. I know men that are married to 15-year-old girls and they 35.
Not cool.
Whoa.
Drink Champs is not cosigning this message.
This is a third world country. This isn't Dominican Republic where I'm from, where fucked up shit happens. You do that in America, you're going to jail, my nigga.
You want to have to act, you need to relax.
Don't matter what country.
So we got to the booty. Paul, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I put you in this. But you just look like you just ate ass.
I mean, you know, for the ladies.
Yo, Paul, come on. For the ladies.
It's not a random ass either. You can't just randomly eat everybody's ass. No.
But if Eddie was here, he'd drive by eat ass.
Yeah, we got that documented as well.
And I'm sorry to put you in this.
Yeah.
Sorry to put you in this, Ann. It's a $1 million question. It's the butt eating question. You Puerto Rican and Dominican. So you can't go no. You both of your sides are freaky. Both of your sides are freaky, bro.
It's not
lie.
Ass
zips
around here.
It's no lie. I ain't a freak.
You a freak.
I won't intentionally go after ass the record.
But if you wind up there,
you don't call
an Uber.
I take both of it. You know what I'm saying?
If you wind up there, you don't call an Uber. You stay there.
He sees where the night goes.
He goes to the
sometimes it goes to the ass.
You clean.
When they want me, I just pass out. You know what I'm saying? I pass out.
You clean your plate.
I pass out. Yes, it's true.
All right. So for the people who's a professional ass eater?
Eddie Giggs.
Yeah, listen. For those that don't know,
he asked after the take a shit.
He ate.
Oh. It happened on our show. Where's your name? It happened on the radio show.
I was about to say that.
Go ahead.
But the visual was fucked up just now. Yeah, but we had a show before. Military Crazy Raw Radio. Big up Leo G, man.
Fudge Mouth, man.
66 Raw. We was label mates with Scram, in a sense.
What was that?
We was on Sirius XM.
Yo, do Eminem cut your checks? Like, when you get the check, does it say Eminem? Like, Marshall signs your checks at Shade 45?
No.
No? Who is it? Peter Paul Rosenberg?
Sure.
Yeah, it is?
Scram is mad cryptic with us right now.
I don't know if it's him or it's Shade 45. You're not allowed to talk about that.
Yeah. Secret society.
Non-compete.
Secret society.
Non-disclosure.
Secret society.
Was you ever on Hot 97? You did Hot 97 a couple times.
Nah. I did Angie like 5 times, so High 97 don't want to Let Me Live, because
he was Power 105.
I show love to the Angie Show. But,
okay. You DJ in all the hottest clubs in New York City. Wasn't you Greenhouse?
Greenhouse, yeah. Since it opened every Saturday, 5 years, yeah.
I heard you DJ one time and you had Jamie Foxx right next to you. Who else was it?
I mean,
you gave me the story the other day. Let's keep it real.
Not Jamie Foxx.
You said you gave me a great story. You was like, you DJed and it was right there and you didn't even know it.
Oh, that was like last week. I did Up and Down. I had Leonardo DiCaprio, Rihanna, Naomi Campbell. I'm just name dropping, but I'm a milk it. But end of the day, I didn't know none of them was there. But the main thing was Rihanna, because they was asked for certain obscure Rihanna records, and I was kind of like, what are you asking for? But then after I realized, you were asking because she was right next to me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I was like, damn, I could have really, saying.
They asked for a Rihanna record.
She was like trying to say peace when she was leaving to show love, because supposedly she still was vibing. Right. Keep it real, I heard she hates playing. She hates hearing the music in the club. Like when I did Greenhouse, every time she show up, the owner be like, "Don't play none of her records." You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And give me some weed for her. You know what I'm saying?
And you say you don't eat ass, right?
I said I'll do it after the shower. After the shower.
And you said you don't.
I don't.
All right, so I'm gonna give y'all both a scenario. Mm-hmm. Rihanna.
Woo! After she finished.
Right. Listen, time out. Rihanna. She just came from a long, hard game of handball with Big Mado. They was. You know how you do that? What would you call that shit? They were rubbing.
Belly bumping.
Mado was on her team. Her and Mado slayed somebody.
Mado, you said?
Big Mado. Yeah, Big Mado. It's like 500 pounds. Right? My brother. Big old Big Mado.
I remember can I tell my Mado story when I first met him at your spot? Even though I still homie.
Right.
I said, what Mado mean? He said, sure, for tomato. I looked at him, I said, I got you, brother.
Bigger Mado. Goddamn, make it with Mado. So Rihanna comes in from playing handball. You see her rubbing on Big Mado like that. You're seeing it.
See, if it was just her sweat, you could just cut to the end.
But chill. She walks in the room. But the sweat don't look like sweat. It looks like oil. She says, nigga, it's on.
Bless.
You get rock hard. She goes, only how it's going down. If you eat the booty like groceries. Where do you non-booty eaters at?
I'm taking up
the... my shit is YOLO.
I mean...
You in? Let's make some noise for me keeping it real. Grand Jiggity. Don't front, Scram Jiggity.
Straight YOLO.
YOLO? You only
He's going in.
Let's make some noise for Scram Jiggity.
So you ain't answer if you do it.
I told you I've been trying, man. My wife ain't letting it go down. I'm fucking around. But I've been thinking about it. Cause it's everybody. It's like a phase. Like I see, I'm seeing him.
He's like, I want to go to the other side.
I'm seeing memes. Like it's memes. It's just niggas just they facing ass. I can't. I gotta have it one time. It's like you gotta make sure it's not good. It's like ecstasy. You shouldn't do ecstasy.
Right.
But you do it one time, so no, you shouldn't do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta take a Molly once. At least three times. A Molly, you should get five. You get five. Ecstasy, you get two. A Molly, you get five times on a Molly. You gotta know, all right, this is it.
After five times?
It's a wonderful drug, man. You just can't do it. It's very addictive. You can't just can't do it, man. But I'm just saying, young guys, they eating butt. I don't know.
You just have to drive.
Young guys, man. I see them on the gram. They be bragging about it, man. You know what's funny? For all my young dudes that's under 30, right? Angela Simmons pops up with a pregnant picture. And these guys are butt hurt. These guys are like, yo, what the fuck? Can you let that guy have raw sex? Like, yo, every young dude I know under 30 took it personal that Angela Simmons got pregnant by somebody else.
She's pregnant right now?
Yeah. Look, you taking it personal too? You mad?
I didn't know
she was pregnant.
Yo, Angela Simmons, she got mad haters, God.
The dude look mad old too.
The dude look old. This is
the reason.
We don't know. Let's Google him. Come on, Hat. You in front of the computer. Let's Google him.
That's got the picture saved.
And you are not an ass either, correct?
Anything goes with it. It's my lady. If it's my lady, anything goes.
That's a good answer right there.
Yeah. Nah, Has, we answer it like that, Has. We can't. No! You didn't answer
ain't none
like
of that happened to Ray.
I agree with what EFN said. I want to change my answer to that.
I don't need that.
I'm not going to lie.
It's because I popped the cherry. So I think
back to the young shit.
I popped the cherry. I know I'm gonna nail that pussy, so I popped the cherry.
Okay, terrible food cakes.
I'm lost.
Twice. That's it.
You're like the young and
twice.
I've never been lost of words.
Until now.
You like that fresh fruit?
Keep it real.
I don't believe you.
Fresh food.
I feel like you're the type of nigga you be like, yo, how you keep doing, nigga twin? I ass. Like, I feel like that's your opening line. Like, am I wrong? I feel like.
But you know, you didn't finish giving the Eddie Giggs story from Militainment Crazy Raw. All
right, we're at Militainment Crazy Raw Radio.
The fuck is that? Is it an earthquake? Which is
EFN's office in Kendall, which is also a studio. Also had a bunch of vinyls. Eddie Giggs, this chick come in. She looked like she just got finished doing porn.
She did do porn. She just came from doing porn.
Eddie Giggs. So we say to Eddie Giggs, we say, yo, like, I don't know what she did. She did something that it turned him on. He was like, I'll eat that ass right now. He was like, let's see. And he ate ass.
And she
live
just
on
did
the radio.
A scene.
So listen,
anal scene.
Anal scene.
I mean, supposedly she had showered and all that, but she had just came.
So
that's a semen
of course. So here's a true story, man. So this is the first time I see ass eating,
and somebody filmed it too.
Yeah, it's filmed. And listen, so for all people on this podcast, look, we're being light on y'all, but we might have some porn stars come through and let Eddie Giggs eat some pizza.
Yeah,
let him eat some pizza. He love other pizza. You know Eddie Giggs? You're supposed to have him on tour in Canada. And
that's why he doesn't want to come. He's afraid you're going to bring this up.
Yeah, well, I'm bringing it up now. Brother, he can admit it.
He just did.
He said he didn't know he needed a passport. That is the dumbest shit. Mm. I have ever heard. He's my friend. I wish he would be here to defend himself, but now that he's not.
But to his defense, there's a small defense. Not a real defense.
You gonna go on to some old nigga shit.
Nah. He went. I told him a month before, or 3 weeks. Enough time to get a passport.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute.
No, not really.
That was you can expedite it.
To get him the passport?
Yeah.
You can expedite it and get a passport pretty quickly if you expedite it. Just gotta pay. So I tell him that. He hits me back. He's like, nah, I'm good. It says I don't need a passport online. I Googled it. I went and searched it. It said some crazy shit. It says something if you're driving on through the border, you don't need it. But you need it coming back. I said, my man, but you're still going to need it coming back. It says it clearly. He goes, I'll deal with that shit when I get back.
Yeah, right.
But still, any grown-ass man should call the airline or do whatever the fuck. Double check. You don't go about to travel to another country. You're not going to take a passport.
Well, I tried to get him the passport.
That was the funniest
thing. Oh, it was you that was trying to get it for. Well, and what happened? What was the story for that?
It was already too late. I had somebody that they got an office in my building and they was going to go and make it happen for him. But it was too late. He wasn't going to get it on time.
Right. That was funny as fuck, man. Eddie Giggs. He didn't know. He needed a passport to go to Canada. That was out of line, man.
He thought just AARP card was good enough.
Eddie. Tonight we're going to DJ Epps' party.
Playhouse.
Which is right, it's not far from
Miramar, right by Dennis Studio.
Yeah. We going there tonight. Shit's happening.
That's Slippers right there.
Yeah. What, he fell?
You gotta ask Slippers.
Somebody fell.
What?
You gotta ask Slippers.
If he what? I'm lost.
If he ass, yeah, a little child.
If he's a what?
If he eats ass.
If he eats ass? Slippers look like he eats smooth ass. Smooth ass.
Look, yo, it's like 40 seconds left. They about to win. Going to stay.
That's it. Curry took it. Live in the park.
Did you get an update from Beanie?
Told him.
I did.
Okay?
I asked him. I asked Beans if he's okay. I asked Buster. So, look, we don't know when this episode come out. Maybe they did do the podcast already. Maybe they didn't. We trying to get Buster.
We're trying to get beans. All right.
They throw the volume
game
on,
over.
It's about to be over.
Oh, 26 Golden
seconds.
State one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, 26 seconds. I didn't see this one coming. I thought OKC was going to take it down.
Not at Golden State.
OKC too.
Not at Golden State. OKC. OKC, yeah. If they was in OKC, they definitely could have won 100%. But not at Golden State.
Yo, okay, so
had it.
This is a short one, man. You know what I mean?
Or it's an intro. We don't know.
Yeah, or it's a 45
minute. It's a long ass intro. It's a short ass intro.
Wow, you know.
Chop it
Scram
up.
Jones, tell them what you got, what you working on, man.
I'm working on this new Nori secret project that nobody knows about.
You know what I'm saying? I like that. Throw it
nobody
in the universe.
Nobody knows about the shit.
Throw it in the universe.
Shout out to my brother Dave East. We got like 15 tracks together. We got something coming out. Shout out to 50, pick some. We about to do some. And shout out to all the non-believers and all the sexy chicks and all the drinks. And drink champs. Yo, salute, man. I'm happy that you got to, you know what I'm saying? Milk your
weed.
Yeah,
what you gave him, an empty bottle?
He gave him the empty bottle.
What the shit is going on here? Scram, no. Give it back to him, my brother.
I don't know how
to
pronounce it.
Give it back.
I ain't gonna lie, though. I did drink a lot of this.
So, buddy, what? Are he trying to tell you to shout it out?
I don't gotta say nothing because he got it.
What did he give you an empty bottle for? Come on, Scram.
He basically saying rep it. He's saying rep it because I drank it. So, I'm repping.
The Mescal?
We don't even know. It's cognac. It's cognac.
It's cognac.
I rep
cognac.
There you go.
That sounds like bullshit.
Right. So that's it? So you
want to
shout out,
Scram? Shade 4-5 every Saturday, 6 to 8, you know?
Yeah.
I used to do the weekly slime with him. I said, yo, slime, you need to be on a radio show. Your personality bug out a little bit. Used to do the weekly shit. Sometimes I hit him. He'd be like, yo, I'm sleeping. I'm not sleeping. Hit me 20 minutes later, yo. I told him 7 p.m. every Saturday. Let's do the weekly slime where you talk about, correct. You know, current events. And, you know, we had a little wave, you know. And then, you know what I'm saying, he ran with it. And got this whole drink champ shit going. And, you know what I'm saying? I just, you know, won my 50%. That's all.
That's what you're trying to do. I'm sorry. If that's where it's going, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. I will try to keep up with the weekly slime because that we have been doing that.
No, actually, I'm super happy for you, man.
Oh, man. Thank you.
This wave is.
Yeah, thank you, man.
You deserve it because I told you, man.
Right.
Milk your shit. Pause. It's super.
Thank you, baby. We milk it. Two hands. So now, Mr. Lee, man, you got the Star Rock clothing, man. Your shit is very fly, but it's very limited.
Yeah, it's very limited.
So talk about that before we get about it.
You can get it at certain retail stores and my website.
Oh.
Well, in Star Rock website, StarRockClothing.com. And I got some joints there. I got some.
Yo, walk around and push your t-shirts. Just don't buy your shit and be a distributor. You want me to throw that in the universe? So what happens now? Pharrell and push your t. Pick up Star Rock clothing so he can.
Get your shit worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Hey, get your shit worldwide. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what you got going on, man? You don't ever talk on the mic, man. Grab a mic, man. Come on, turn the mic's not close. Grab a mic. What you got going on, man? Oh, man, you already know. Just working on my new album. Has Mad 3. Got joints with, you know, new joints with Nori always. Got joints, I got a new joint on Tech 9's new album. Hopefully working on something with the dog. You know what I'm saying? Just doing mad shit, man. Staying busy. Holler at me for mixes, mastering, hazardoussounds.com. You already know. I'm out
there. That's what's up. Sonny, we already know you don't got nothing going on but the weekend next time. But we're going to let you shout your people out, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to talk about.
Well, basically, you know, what I got going on is I think I'm going to be alive tomorrow.
You're doing a signing at a flea market, right?
Let's pray for that.
I'm doing a signing at a flea market, but I don't really know. And that just fell through.
That's a pop-up shop. Yeah.
I'll probably buy some kicks tomorrow, but you know they ain't real.
I'm probably going to get some beer for the weekend,
but you know that shit ain't real. And I'm probably going to keep drinking because I'm a drink champ, but you know that shit ain't real. So, for everybody keeping it real, Sonny's not. I am out.
At least he kept it real with that.
He definitely kept it real with us. You made a lot of money. Twin, what you got going on? Twin got some bars. Yo, he grabbed the mic like it was a shorty. Just like, yo, he grabbed the mic like it was a shorty. Just like, yo, he grabbed the mic like it was a shorty. Twin got going on. Twin is very focused.
Drinking that fake activist still?
Okay, I'm very focused. Chasing my dreams. And releasing all the positive energy to the universe.
Let's make some noise for that.
So we can make the drink champ pop. And I
I believe, and I'm spreading this universe with my brother Slime, that we're going to have millions and millions of subscribers. And when we have this footage, it's going to be over. Just wait on
it. All right, my brother.
That's it.
All right, my brother. I don't want to tell you, step away from the mic again. Come on, Ed. Say something, bro. What you got going on, Ed? Come on, baby.
Now I'm working with my man right now, President Zoe. He's a new upcoming artist coming out for Lauderdale, you know what I'm saying? So we're trying to make some shit happen right now. We got a mixtape coming out called Chain Gang Chronicles. Look out for it. Be coming out soon. That's somebody working over here.
Got the Bravado watch. Oh, yeah. All right, I'm watching. All right. Yo, Paul, what's going on, man? Update us on what's happening in sports right now.
Golden State fucking won and Cleveland won. But we're here with the drink chance. That's what's your what I'm prediction? About right
come
now.
Come on, Paul. What's your prediction?
All right, my prediction is like this. Golden State beat OKC, so Durant's pissed off. He's coming to Miami next year. And then Golden State going to beat Cleveland. And LeBron going to be pissed off. And he's coming to Miami next year.
The championship.
Golden State winning that shit.
Golden State beating LeBron again?
Twice, back to back.
But they ain't have a Kyrie Irving, and they ain't have... Mr. Love.
And they ain't got no defense. And fucking Golden State gonna take that shit.
So Golden State gonna win, hands down.
Oh, hands down.
Alright, we're gonna drop this on a Tuesday anyway. We're gonna drop this randomly, just give this to the people. Just so it's not outdated, because that right there, this is our sports analyst. Introduce yourself to the people one more time.
Shout out Crazy Hood. This is Paul, a.k.a. Weird Thought, a.k.a. Icky Hood, a.k.a. The All, a.k.a. Drink Champs, N-O-R-E, Sonny D, B-E-T, and Scram Jizzone.
And you also said that Kevin Durant is going where?
To Miami.
I don't agree with you on
first.
That at all.
I said it first. I know it's been out there, but I said it first.
That's your only prediction.
Kevin Durant going number high. Cool. All right, that was hard.
Slime, can I just cut you off for 1 second?
Yes. Talk about your ass.
Shout out to Dusko Poppington.
Oh, yeah. Dame Dash.
Shout out to Dusko Poppington for ruining my entire life. I'm just saying.
Dame, my people love your whiskey.
I'm
going to
go kill myself right now.
Right. Dame, people love your whiskey. Everybody shout out. Big up to 8 and 9 once again, you know what I'm saying, for not only, you know, doing this great thing that we got going on with them, but we also
shout to my brother True Life out there.
Shout out to True Life. I haven't been able to speak to True Life. I've been looking for you with a daylight, with a flashlight. You know what I'm saying? Big you up, True Life. We love you. You know what I'm saying? Let's speak. Let's holler.
Look out for that 8 and 9 Drink Champs collaboration.
8 and 9 Drink Champs collab. We're going to have these, yo. You can buy your own.
Get that Drink Champs party starter pack.
Shout out to Moet.
Shout out to Ciroc.
Shout out to
Dusko Poppington.
All over the world.
Drinkchamps.com.
All the beers.
Hit us at Drinkchamps.
Yeah, hit us at Drinkchamps.com. Again, my boy Keith Howard from Moet Rosé. And, you know, we're going to roll out. We didn't get to ask Slippers if he eat ass. We should ask... No, this is an ass-eating section.
Did you ask Boris?
No, I don't have to ask Boris. Boris, come here. Where's Boris?
The hell is Boris? Maybe his girlfriend in Peru.
And Boris.
Slippers is hiding.
Yeah, Slippers and Boris.
Come here.
Come on, you ass-eating motherfuckers. They look like one of the dogs. The question again. This is just an extra episode. We just throwing out. Drink Champs family. Mr. Lee been on all the Pusha T albums, all of them. Scram Jones been on everybody album from New York and all over the place. You know what I'm saying? Boris.
What up?
And Slippers, come over here. Come over here, Slippers. Yeah, we look like you already know what the question is. Slippers. This is my man, Slippers. Most of the time in the daytime, he always have on slippers. At nighttime, he got on some good shoes because he's a businessman. But, Slippers, the question tonight has been, do you eat ass? And be careful because they already pointed to you and said you're guilty.
Well, for me, of course I do.
I didn't say. I tricked you. Is it a quiet taste? Come on, can you break it down?
The way you broke it down,
like when we broke up ass, they was like, Slippers is the ass specialist. So I've never ate ass. I've been around there a couple of times, but. Can you break down how do you eat? How does the ass eating process go?
How do you take it to the rack?
Yeah. Slam dunk it.
get rim job.
If it's, first of all, no musty ass, no dirty ass, no musty pussy, no dirty pussy.
That's right. That's right.
But if you clean it off as a gift, as an incentive,
I'll eat all of that shit.
Keep it nice and clean.
Eat it all. All right, Boris.
No ass, just straight pussy.
Nigga, you need some leftover ribs, man.
Out the shower, nah?
EFN said he eat.
That's fine.
You know, if EFN said he do it, you got to stop doing it. Come on.
Hashtag out the shower. I'm running with that.
EFN said he do it, boy.
Boris, why don't you put some weed in her ass?
Yo, all right, there's one person I did not ask. There's one person I did not ask.
Why don't you put some weed in
her? He's the only Jamaican England man.
Drain.
Drain, eat that shit while he's boggling.
Now, they always say Jamaicans don't eat pussy. But I know that could be a lie. Drain, we need you to step up. You live, hold on, before you answer. You lived in,
hold on.
You lived in Miami a long time.
A long ass time.
So even if you are Jamaican in core.
Yes.
You are still a Miami in core.
I am.
You probably, it's probably two different sides pulling you right now. We need to know, does a Jamaican England guy eat ass in Miami?
The Jamaican in me says no, but the British in me says yes.
Let's make some noise for both of them niggas.
So this has officially become the ass episode.
Look at the ass episode, Ian Bennett. It happens like this.
Smells like ass.
It's like
episode 11.
It's like when Benzino said.
Real shit
said to us, this is not what it's supposed to be about. We never know what it's supposed to be about. We never know.
I'm just
going to
put the little shitty emoji.
Yeah.
You know?
Shitty episode.
And for all those that's criticizing us.
No guess.
Before we get up out of here, for all those that's criticizing us about us, you know, bleeping the horns. Listen, if these horns was with guys' names, I would have had no problem leaving them there. But when you're dealing with mothers now, and you're dealing with women who has fiancés and women who has husbands, you can't blow them up. You can't, whether it, and the guy never admitted it. Had Zeno said, yes, I did that, Zeno never said that. So that would have fell on us had we left the names.
Right.
But had he admitted it, which I thought he was, and I thought he was going to do, he didn't. But it's not Zeno's fault. That is our fault. We brung it up. So for those that you know that didn't understand that episode, that's the reason why I did, because we want to be responsible adults. And if nobody's going to protect our woman, then who will? We are people in hip-hop, and we want to respect the woman. We want to respect mothers, new mothers, old mothers, medium mothers. We want to respect women, period. And the fact that we didn't have women on here, a woman on here, period, yet I felt like it was decent to, you know, block these women's name out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, sorry to leave it on a sad note, right? You know what I mean? Yeah, but I mean, it's not sad, but I just wanted to protect women, man. It's serious. So, you know, we got a party tonight. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, all our people from 8 and 9 will come out and get drunk or roll with us. Where we at tonight? I forgot. Playhouse, right?
Playhouse.
DJ. Shout that out.
Beach Boulevard.
That's my hood, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Miramar.
That's my hood, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Miramar. You know what I mean?
I thought you was from left, right?
Yeah, nah. I'm from left, right. I got a separate life, man. This is the podcaster. This is Yeah. It's the podcaster. Scrunch,
he's coming. He's coming out of his show.
Yeah, man. Come on, Sam.
He's coming back home. Because he on that ring. This is the
vibe. Yes, I am white. Hey, listen, we plan on just randomly dropping this like on a Tuesday whatever. We might be in Vegas right now. You know what I mean? Or listen, man, we are the first podcasters who took our show on the road. We see other podcasters emulating and duplicating and, you know, traveling with their podcast now. Congratulations.
We invented gorilla casting.
You going there?
Congratulations. Played yourself and you're biting.
With the truth.
Now, from the 80s, the 90s, biting was accepted.
Y'all want a drink now.
But
Preach.
You can do it because you can't do it like us. So we'll be in Vegas, or we've already been in Vegas.
Hashtag
having some fun. The whole
crew is coming out. I'm burping like a motherfucker. Sorry. Man, fuck it, man. We did it. I had a good time, man, just hanging out with the crew. It's Mad Drink Champ shirts. For those that don't know, you know, you get it online at drinkchamps.com. We got the noisemakers. We got the cups.
Get your scrape on.
But that's it, man.
That's a good win.
And we selling Scram Jones Smooverizer. Like, whenever you want to be smooth, it's like, because you see, tonight he was smooth. So we're selling you that. Like for those who like
scramming,
for your hype friends, we're selling Scram Jones Smooverizer. Hey. Once you put it on your nails,
expensive
you
shit.
Just get smooth. You know what I'm saying?
Exclusive.
Drink test, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Find all your favorite movies and shows faster with Xfinity. Just speak into the X1 voice remote to search across live TV, on demand, even Netflix and Prime Video. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply.